This is the online version of our arts report for Friday, December 11th. I'm Carrie Nolan. The Metropolitan Opera has been revamping the way opera is presented for several seasons now, and the advent of high-definition broadcasts in movie theaters has brought the art to a broader worldwide audience, even as it brings in directors who have ideas which push the conventional envelope. Which begs the question, how does the Met remain true to a director's vision while maintaining community standards that encompass a global audience? In light of the Met's recent decision not to show some scantily clad dancers in the December 19th broadcast of director Bartlett Sher's production of Tales of Hoffman, we spoke with Zachary Wolfe, who writes on opera for the New York Observer. Here's his take.
The Met put up on its website a kind of a rather stern pronouncement that the viewers of the HD broadcast will not, underlined, not see the partial nudity that's in the production. And the question is whether now that these productions, these broadcasts are streaming out over into all corners of the world and the United States, that people might have their mores upset.
Has the Met censored, if you want to use that word, or edited its broadcasts before?
Yes. Last year, there was a production of Salome that was broadcast in HD, starring Carita Mazzilla, who starred in Tosca in the fall. She ends the Dance of the Seven Veils that Salome does fully naked, but it's an incredibly dramatic moment in the theater, and the Met, through a lot of creative camera work, did not include that full nudity in the HD broadcast. As nudity kind of becomes more a part of some of these productions, as they get a little edgier and more Broadway-esque, more European, this may be more of an issue.
Is it overstating it to say that nudity is a growing trend in opera? I mean, on Broadway, you have Hair, you have the full Monty, you had O Calcutta years and years ago. Is opera catching up?
Stuff like this is much more standard in Europe, to have violence, to have sex, to have nudity on the opera stage. This is the norm. And so as these directors come in, you're going to have more things like the Tosca, which opened the season, in which there was some simulated sex at some point. You're going to have more things like the Salome. You're going to have more things like this Hoffman, because in the arts that these directors are coming from, this is standard.
Zachary Wolfe, who writes on opera for the New York Observer. Late last evening, we received a statement from the Met, which explains what appears to be a compromise which should please just about everyone. It reads, because the Met Live in HD programs are not rated by the Motion Picture Association of America, they cannot include R-rated content. However, there will be no changes to the staging of the Tales of Hoffman on December 19th, which will be seen live in high definition. The transmission shown in movie theaters will include the same dancers and supers who usually appear partially nude, but for this performance, they'll be wearing sheer body stockings. And that's the Arts Report for Friday, December 11th. Be sure to join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. as the 79th season of the Toll Brothers Metropolitan Opera live broadcasts kicks off with Puccini's Il Trittico. This is Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.